Thank you, Virginia. Malcolm Turnbull's refreshed ministry gets down to work today as new polling shows the recent instability has taken its toll on the government's support. A Fairfax Ipsos poll has the coalition down 4 points on a two-party preferred basis, but still ahead of Labor, 52 to 48. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has dropped 5 points as preferred Prime Minister and is now 64% of the vote, compared to Bill Shorten's 19%. The Resources Minister, Josh Frydenberg, says the coalition is pleased with the poll results.
If you look at this poll, if you look at the preferred Prime Minister, you still have Malcolm Turnbull streets ahead of Bill Shorten. That's very important because he's the strong leader of our team and will take us to a victory at the next election.
The Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has referred Stuart Roberts' China trip to the Australian Federal Police. The opposition wants the Federal Police to investigate whether the former minister intended to benefit from the 2014 visit. Turkish shelling of Kurdish fighters in Syria has entered a second day. France has called on the Turkish government to stop the attacks, while US President Barack Obama and Russia's President Vladimir Putin have agreed to increase their cooperation in the country. And the former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Mick Palmer says the current tough-on-drugs policy is simply not working. A study of emergency departments obtained by Four Corners shows the number of ecstasy users appearing at New South Wales hospitals has almost doubled in the past 6 years.